Okay, so let's dive into this. It's 2025. Feels like everyone's working online somehow, right?
Absolutely.
And you hear remote work, freelancing.
Yeah.
People kind of throw them around like they're the same thing, you know, just working from home.
Yeah, that's a really common mix-up. Especially now, I mean, the digital world offers so many ways to earn a living outside a typical office.
But they're actually really different paths, aren't they?
Oh, fundamentally different. The location might be your house for both, sure. But the structure, the stability, just the whole feel of it, totally distinct.
Exactly. We found this great article from Virtual Mentor Hub that really breaks down these differences super clearly.
It's quite insightful.
And that's really our mission for this deep dive, isn't it? Mm-hmm. To unpack what makes these two ways of working online so different.
Right. So you listening can get a clearer picture and, you know, figure out which one might actually fit better with your own goals, your life, maybe even your money mindset, as the article puts it.
Yeah, that's a good term for it. So, okay, let's start with remote work. The article calls it the digital 9-to-5.
Which is a pretty spot-on description, I think. It's basically like a traditional job. You're an employee, usually for one company.
Full-time, maybe part-time.
Yeah, could be either. You have a specific role, tasks, responsibilities.
But you just do it from wherever, not their office.
Exactly. The remote part is just the location. You still have that single employer structure.
Okay, and that structure comes with some definite plus sides, according to the source.
For sure. I mean, the big one for a lot of people is probably the steady paycheck.
Right. Stability.
Yeah. Knowing what's coming in each month makes budgeting, planning, life in general feel a bit more predictable than if your income is all over the place.
And that employer, they often provide benefits too, right? Like health insurance, maybe a retirement plan, paid time off.
Yeah.
Things that act as a pretty significant safety net. You don't always get that when you're on your own.
Plus, for people who like routine or maybe need that clear separation between work and home life? Well, the set hours of a typical remote job can be a huge plus. It's predictable.
Yeah, you know when you're on and when you're off. And they usually sort out the tools too, like laptops and stuff.
Often, yeah. The company provides the equipment, so you don't necessarily have that big upfront cost of setting up a home office yourself.
Okay, so that's remote work. Kind of like a regular job, just elsewhere.
Pretty much. Now, let's flip to freelancing. The article paints a very different picture here.
Right. This is where you're working for lots of different clients. Yeah.
Exactly. You're basically your own business. You're selling your skills, your services to various companies, maybe even individuals.
And this is where that word flexibility really comes roaring in.
Oh, absolutely. But it's a different kind of flexibility than remote work offers. We're talking high flexibility here.
How so?
Well, you're the one deciding your workload mostly. You choose which projects you take on, which clients you work with, and often when you actually do the work.
So much more control over your schedule and how much you're juggling.
Totally. And if you've got, say, a bunch of different skills you like using.
Ah, yeah, you're not stuck in one job box.
Exactly. You can use your writing skills for one client, maybe graphic design for another, project management for a third. It lets you leverage a wider range of talents.
The article says it's kind of like creating your own rules.
That's a good way to put it. It really suits those independent go-getter types. Creatives often love it. Anyone who thrives on variety and really values freedom over, say, a predictable routine.
But there's always a but, isn't there? That freedom comes with some big challenges, the source points out.
Definitely. And the biggest one, probably the elephant in the room, is the income. It's variable.
No guaranteed paycheck every 2 weeks.
Nope. Some months might be great, others maybe leaner. That really affects your money mindset, like we said. You need to be comfortable with that uncertainty, or at least good at planning for it.
And taxes. Huh. That's all on you, too.
100%. No employer withholding anything. You're responsible for figuring out estimated taxes, making the payments. It's more admin work.
Plus, you got to find the clients yourself, right? They don't just appear.
Right. It takes effort. Networking, marketing yourself, pitching. It's an ongoing part of being a freelancer. It's not passive.
And benefits. Like health insurance?
Generally, no. That's another thing that falls entirely on your shoulders to figure out and pay for.
Yeah, okay. So the article kind of lays these out side by side, which is helpful.
Yeah, it makes the core differences really stark.
So let's recap that comparison.
Yeah.
Income stability. You've got stable for remote.
Versus variable for freelancing. Huge difference in financial security and stress levels.
Right. Then flexibility. Medium for remote, you know, location freedom, but often set hours.
Versus high for freelancing, where you often control the when and how much you work.
Client variety. just one employer in remote work.
Compared to potentially many clients in freelancing, so single income source versus diversified, different kinds of risks.
Benefits. Sometimes with remote jobs.
Almost never with freelancing. Big one for healthcare, retirement.
Okay, now this one was interesting. Skill growth. The article suggests it's moderate in remote work, but fast in freelancing.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And the thinking behind it is basically exposure.
Exposure.
Yeah, as a freelancer, you're constantly jumping into new projects, different clients, maybe even different industries. You often have to pick up new skills or tools really quickly just to get the job done.
Ah, I see. So you're forced to learn and adapt way more often than maybe you would be inside one company structure.
Exactly. That constant variety and challenge can seriously accelerate your learning curve. You build a broader skill set faster.
Makes sense. Okay, last comparison point. Workload control. Limited for remote workers, usually.
Whereas for freelancers, it's pretty much you decide. You're the boss of your capacity.
Which sounds amazing, that autonomy.
It is for many. But it also means you have to manage it. Take on too much, you burn out. Too little, your income dips. It requires real self-discipline.
So if someone was hearing this and leaning towards that freelance autonomy, the article actually lists some places to find gigs.
It does. It mentions the big platforms everyone knows, like Upwork, Fiverr, also PeoplePerHour, Freelancer.com.
The usual suspects.
Right. But importantly, it also mentions direct outreach.
So not just waiting on platforms.
Exactly. Actively reaching out to companies or people you want to work with, maybe through email or using networks like LinkedIn. That proactive approach is often key.
Okay, so putting it all together for someone trying to choose in 2025.
Yeah.
The article gives some pretty clear pointers.
Yeah, it boils down to priorities. Go remote if you really need that steady, predictable income.
Or if you prefer having structure, clear expectations, that sort of thing.
Right. Or maybe if you just want to dip your toes into the online work world without taking on all the complexities of running a business right away.
Makes sense. And then lean towards freelancing, if.
If freedom and flexibility are like your absolute top priorities.
And you're okay with that variable income that comes with it.
Yeah, you see the trade-off as worth it for the autonomy. Also, if you have those multiple skills you want to use, and you actually like the idea of building your own thing, setting your own rules.
But here's a really crucial bit the article adds, kind of like a pro tip.
Yes. This is so important. You absolutely do not have to pick just one path and stick to it forever.
You can mix and match.
Totally. Lots of people do. They might have a stable part-time or even full-time remote job.
For the security, the benefit.
Exactly. And then they freelance on the side, maybe to earn extra cash, maybe to explore a passion project, or develop a new skill without risking their main income.
Ah, so you get a bit of both worlds, security and some flexibility or extra income.
Precisely. It's a way to hedge your bets, maybe maximize income, or just design a work life that has elements of both structure and freedom.
So wrapping this all up, what's the big takeaway? The source seems to say that the great thing about working online in 2025 is that there isn't one single right answer.
Exactly. Whether you like the sound of remote work or the hustle of freelancing, the opportunities exist. The digital world offers options.
And success isn't really about choosing the better path.
No, it's about understanding yourself, what you need, what you value, what you're comfortable with, and choosing the path that fits you right now.
And being ready to change it up later if your goals change.
Absolutely. Being adaptable is key.
So if both these paths, remote and freelance, offer different things, demand different comfort levels with, say, risk or structure, and if succeeding means picking based on your fit and adapting as you go, what does that really tell us about work itself now? Is the ultimate win maybe less about picking between remote and freelance and more about cultivating that self-awareness to actively shape and maybe even blend how you work as your life and goals evolve?
That's a really interesting thought to end on. Maybe the power isn't in the label, but in the agency to choose and adapt.